This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.
I want to talk to you about hearing the Word of God. I want to differentiate between the Logos, which is the written word, and the Rhema, which is the spoken word. So predominantly, the word today will be about hearing the voice of God. He's always speaking, but we need to be hearing. We need to understand, is there really a need to hear the voice of God, or can I just navigate this life on my own? How many of you ever tried that? How's that working out for you? And yet, because we are so inundated, now hear me, with cares of this life, the riches of this world, pleasures of this world, the circumstances, the worries, it is at times, either by arrogance, we would never presuppose to be arrogant with God, but that's really what it is. Well, I didn't talk to him today. I'm fine. God's not a taskmaster and going to whip you every time you don't hear from him or go to him. But do you understand that if you keep going without hearing from him, you're going to be like 2 or 3 degrees off. And you know what? That's not much unless you're in an airplane or a boat. Hello? Well, I just missed 2 or 3 turns and you ended up in Wyoming when you're headed to Florida. Say arrogance. So we don't want to buy, well, everybody does it, or, you know, I'm busy. Or, the Lord understands when you miss the devotion. He's not mad. Say, he's not mad. He's always there for you. But you need to hear me. If you are taking thyroid medication and you miss a day, it may not affect you that much, but you just keep missing. Hello? Now, the doctor, he's ready to give it to you. He's not mad at you. But you're not going to get the benefit. And we end up lost. Say the voice of God. Thank you, Father. Because you see, I've come to the place in my life where if I don't have his voice, I'm lost. I don't even want to miss one day. Not just because of what I'm going to avoid, but because I'm hungry for what he's promised me. I want the promises to come to pass. I don't just want to hear them. I want to see them. He will direct my paths. He will withhold no good thing to them who walk uprightly before him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Enoch walked with him. Adam and Eve walked with him in the cool of the day. Hallelujah. Abiding with him. Abiding with him. Sitting down with him, dwelling with him, getting to know him, spending time with him, being intimate with him. Hallelujah. Abide in me. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. He's just telling you, if you want to get to Florida and not end up in Wyoming, you want to go to Wyoming, fine. But if you want to go to Florida, you need to approach him because he's your director. Hallelujah. How many of you want wealth and riches? Be honest. The rest of you are liars. Well, most of you anyway, because you're trying all the hard to get rich. How many of you have tried poor and you like rich better? How many of you have not had enough money for food and you like having plenty of money for food and food for other people better? So don't tell me you're not interested in getting wealthy. Okay? Hallelujah. Say more. Anybody want more? How many of you want more of what God's promised? How many of you want protection? How many of you want health to where that you can live the last 20, 30 years of your life without being a vegetable? Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and praise him right now. Father, I praise you for everything you promised. Thank you, Lord, for the promises of God are yes and amen. Lord, your word is true. Your word never lies. So, Lord, if it's not coming to pass in my life, it's because it's me, not you. So, Lord, I'm hungering and thirsting for to hear your word and to get a rhema word from heaven. Hallelujah. I want the word to come alive and come to pass in my life. Everybody said yes. Mark 4, 18, 19, 20. Now these are the ones sown among thorns. Seeds. Seeds are the word of God. The word of God are seeds. I'm reviewing. I don't know. You may not need to review. It was only 4 weeks ago. Now these are the ones, seeds, sown among thorns. They are ones that hear the word. Okay? And these seeds are now likened unto people who hear the word. And the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires of other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Now, the word in here is likened unto a seed. The soil in each person in this chapter 4 is likened unto a person whose heart is either ready for the word or not ready for the word. In this case, I don't go over the whole chapter. In this case, where I've just read these two scriptures, it's a person whose heart is ready for the word. But the word is not the fulfilled word. It is the written word. The written word of God is laden with promise. How many of you believe that? But the rhema word is that promise that builds faith in you, and you can say, it's mine and it is coming to pass. A rhema word is a word that stands out to you when you read it or you hear it. And it's mine. It's become real. And you leave here differently in faith that what I've been promised by God is now mine. I'm no longer hoping. I have faith for what I hope for. How many of you want a rhema word from heaven? So here we've got somebody whose heart is right. They're ready. They're loving God. They're serving God. But the cares and the concerns and the riches and the pleasures of this life crowd in and choke out the word. How many of you understand that you can get a word for peace, and yet your circumstances can so get in your mind and so inundate your soulish realm, your mind, your emotions, that it chokes out the word? How many know that you can get a promise of prosperity, but there's so much going on in your business and so much attack from hell and so much issues that have gone the wrong way that it can choke out the promise of God's word? I'm here to tell you today that it's all about the heart, but it's also about hearing a word from God that's spoken to you. And when you've got a rhema word from heaven, it doesn't matter what the circumstances are. You and God will clear them out, overcome them, outlast them, and you will have everything God spoke to you 30, 60, and 100 fold. Hallelujah! Sometimes you got to take a rhema word, and it's real, but you can't go by feeling. You can't go by your natural thoughts. You got to wait on the Lord and remind yourself of that word. All week long, devil told me, you don't need to preach that. Don't do that. Don't do this. Don't do that. But there's something. It's a still, small voice. Hear me. God's not in the circumstance all the time. Are you listening? God's certainly not always in my emotions. If I go by my emotions, I wouldn't do hardly anything. Hello? I mean, I'm glad when I have a happy emotion. It's rare. I'm happy for it, but I don't depend on it. I'm happy for it, but I'm not waiting on it. I just need to get my happy butt up here and preach the word. Start out whether the anointing comes or not, but don't wait on it. Walk by faith in the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing a rhema word from God. And many years ago, God called me. He anointed me. I got a rhema word. I'm to preach the word, and I get up here and preach it, and the anointing can show up later. You need to do that in your life. You need to get a word from heaven about your job, about your future. Oh, somebody help me. About your children. And you need to go and show up for work and show up for life and let God bring the increase. He's never late. He's not always early, but he's always right on time. Give the Lord a shout of praise. He's always on time. Hallelujah. I can veer off right there. Verse 20. But these are the ones sown on good ground. Those who hear the Logos word, but receive it. Say, accept it. Perdicho mai. Comes from the root word lambano in the Greek. You know what it means? It says they hear the Logos, but they latch on to it with rhema faith. And they say, it's mine. I take it. I latch on to it. It's mine. Every word, every promise is mine. My heart is good. I'm ignoring the circumstance. I'll give up the pleasures of this life. I'll seek God first. He'll add pleasure later. Oh, somebody say amen. I latch on to that word. You better latch back on to what you let go of. You started off right. Don't quit now. I said, don't quit now. It's just about to come in, and your load's about to come in. Huh? Yeah, I got, hold on just a minute. Some of you have been waiting. You've been working. You've been believing. You've been walking in faith. But you've compared yourself to others. You better watch it. You compared yourself what you think you ought to be, where you think you ought to be, where you think you ought to be. To others have already got what you're believing for. Why don't you quit comparing yourself to others and just be you in Jesus? Because I've got news. You're just about to get your harvest. Don't quit now. It's just, here it is, here it is. Thank you, Lord. It's possible, and I believe it is actually better for you at the last than at the beginning. Now, you didn't hear me. He saved your best for last. It hadn't happened, but you keep walking by faith. You stay on that word. You stand on that word. You live and walk not by soul, but by faith. Get ready. He saved the best for last. Say that until it, say it. Say it right now. Say, he saved my best for last. Say it 5 times. Close your eyes and say it. He saved my best for last. He saved my best for last. Now give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Hadn't happened yet, but it happens now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, oh, I got a word, I got a word, I got a word. That word gave me life, that word gave me breath, that word healed my body, that word will not die. Your future is coming out his mouth. Your destiny came from his word. Wow. Arise. Hallelujah. So, hear the word, but they receive it. Say, latch on to it. Take hold of it. I am here to remind you of every word God's placed in you that's rhema. Mary, the mother of Jesus, when her baby Jesus was dedicated, and Annas, and what's the other guy's name, Sam? Where they dedicated the prophet. Anna and Simeon. And words came about the prophet Jesus. Little baby. Other words were spoken over him. Look at me. She didn't fully comprehend those words. But she knew it was a word from the prophet and the prophetess of God. She didn't even really like some of the word. But she pondered it in her heart. You know what that says? She let the soil of her heart that was prepared for the goodness of God, for the blessing of God, for the faithfulness of God. From generation to generation, faithfulness and goodness and kindness. That's what he says in Psalms 100. Are you listening? She let that be in her heart and she compartmentalized it. And it came to pass. There are words that God has given you. Rhema words. I gave you one a few weeks ago. Are you still holding on to it? Has it not all come to pass yet? That don't matter. That don't matter. I didn't say that word half-heartedly. I could miss it. I'm a man. But I'll be honest with you. I don't believe I missed it. I believe God spoke it. So you hold fast to it. Don't try to figure it out. It'll screw your mind. Just say, Lord, I hold fast to it. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word. You know what that word means? Rhema. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. Not the logos. Not even the preached or taught word. It's the rhema word that comes real to your heart. Somebody say, well, I don't know what a word is. Hey, I know. You know what a word is. You know the word that the Lord says, that's the guy. That's the one. That's the woman. Hello? Nowhere in the written word of God does it tell you, you will marry Joe. Or you will marry Sarah. Ooh. But the rhema word of God told you. This is the one. The word says that you're not to be unequally yoked. You're supposed to marry a Christian. That's about, and you're supposed to walk equally yoked. Hello? But the Lord says, you know what? My still small voice can tell you who she is. Oh, somebody help me out here. So don't tell me you don't get a word. How many of you got a word from heaven? Let me see your hands. In those contexts, you've gotten words. So we need to guard and garrison that word. What are y'all doing up here? Standing here like angels, you can go down. I'm sorry. You can sit there or you can go down. Now you can choose to hear me or you can go eat cupcakes. I'm going to leave it to you. Go. It's okay. Not you. You can't go. Turn to John 15, please. Let me read this first while you're turning to John. I've already quoted John 10:17. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, by a rhema word. Faith comes when you hear that word said, that's yours. Stands out to you. Doctor said, you've got diabetes and you're not going to get rid of it. But the Holy Ghost says, I'm healing you. Here's how. Start exercising, start doing this. Do what the doctor says, take whatever medication. But one by one, the medications will follow. Say, Rhema! It's God speaking to you. It's never apart from his word. It cannot contradict his word. Is that right? Oh, but his word never fails. His word never fails. So, faith comes right in hearing by the word of God, the Rhema word of God. Now. So, Luke 8:18. Can we put that up there, sis? Oh, she's fast. Therefore, take heed how you hear. Notice it didn't say take heed what you hear. Did you get that? Take heed how you hear. If you're going to hear rightly, you've got to be in a place where you're getting rid of the cares of this life, the pleasures and riches of this life, Are you listening? How do you do that? You come into his presence. You enter into his gates with thanksgiving. You enter into his courts with praise. And then you pray. And you know what you do when you're done doing that? You listen. Say, listen. When you start, let me give you this process. If you're going to spend 15 minutes praying, spend 10 minutes praising. Maybe 12 minutes praising. Because when you enter into his gates, the gates are like entering into the presence. You go through the gates, you enter into the court of our God, and then you get into the holy place. That's where he talks to you one-on-one, mano a mano, or woman a woman. I don't know how to say woman. Okay, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. But when you start thanking him, the focus switches from what he has, what hasn't happened, what you're still waiting on, to what he's already done, what he's already doing. And then it gives you faith for what he's promised and is going to come to pass. Say focus. The focus of God. The focus on faith. The focus on what he's already doing and has already done. Faith, 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 faith. Faith rises when I enter into his gates with thanksgiving. I enter into his courts with praise. The focus is then on who he is, not what's not happening. Huh? Then when you're in praise and the focus and the atmosphere of faith has arisen, then make your prayers and petitions known according to Philippians 4. Huh? Making your prayers and petitions known. Everybody say, with thanksgiving. Huh? And then, when you get to that place of having made your prayers and petitions known, you know what you need to do? Just listen. I prayed several prayers several times this week. Mostly I praise God. You ever notice that when you're, oh me, oh my, oh God, you can only beg God so long. Gets old and you get tired. Lord, I got these needs. Lord, you know what? I rebuke. You know? You know what? God didn't, we don't need to go, I declare fruitfulness. I declare I'm fruitful. I declare I'm got fruit, more fruit. I declare. No, you know what you do? You just need to dwell in the vine. You need to dwell in Jesus. You need to be more concerned and focused on the vine than you do the fruit. What is the vine? Who is the vine? Say it. We need, you understand? Are you just concerned on what God wants to give you? Or are you more concerned about knowing Jesus? When I begin to praise the Lord in that prayer time, then everything changed. The atmosphere changed. You know, I didn't always get my answer. I don't go by what my soul tells me. Say, my emotions and my thoughts, they lie to me. Now, if my emotions are happy and joyful, hallelujah, but I ain't waiting on them. I'm not waiting until I'm happy before I act. Or I won't act. I'm not waiting till the anointing comes before I get up here and preach. Hello? Okay. While I left that place, after having made my prayers and my petitions known with an overflow of thanksgiving, then the Lord began to speak to me. How does God speak? Everybody say, through his word. His written word becomes rhema, which we've already talked about. His voice is still and small. As Elijah learned, it was not in the cataclysmic earthquake. It was not in the crackling of the fire and the brimstone. It wasn't in the wind and the storms. It was in the still and the smallness. When you quiet your soul, When you get to the place where you praised him and you've made your petitions known, when you focused on him and the faith of God has arisen, then you sit and listen. I may be leaving this building. I spent hours here this week. And when I left this building, if I was better, I couldn't tell it by my emotions. But faith said, I did what Jesus said. I have words I've hidden in my heart, and they are coming to pass. And you know, when I got here this morning, I have good news to report. Everything he promised me has come to pass. I said, everything he promised me has come to pass. Now, there are things I'm still believing for, but I'm not waiting on my emotions. I'm not waiting on my thoughts. His ways are bigger than higher than my ways. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. So, then, be careful. Take heed how you hear. Therefore, take heed how you hear. For whoever has, to him more will be given. And whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken from him. That implies that we attain increase through hearing correctly. If I'm hearing correctly, God will give me more. If I'm not hearing correctly because I've got all the other crud in my heart, somebody hear me, then even what I seem to have is going to be taken away from me. How many know that fear will take away everything? If you're in fear, don't you dare despair. If you're in fear, you say, I refuse to receive fear. I refuse to give in to fear. I deny fear. Yeah, but I'm shaking in the back of my hair. The hair on the back of my, whatever, is standing up. You know what? Do it afraid. Say it afraid. You're not going by feeling. I said, you're not going by what the doctor says. You're going by what the rhema word of God has spoken to your heart. And I will abide in that word. If my words abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be given. It shall be done. You know what that word means? Abide in me and I in you. For as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, you're the branch, it cannot bear fruit of itself, no more can ye except you abide in Jesus. You know what that means? Get to know him, spend time with him, latch on to his promises and his word until he speaks rhema word. And then he says, if my words abide in you, if my word, you know what the word is translated? Not logos, rhema. If my rhema abides in you, if you don't let go of that rhema word that stood out to you, what's the word that you're believing for that God's spoken to you? Think of it now. If anybody has a word that God has spoken to you that you can think of it, and you know whether it's fulfilled, and it's certainly not fulfilled yet, I want you to raise your hand. Thank you. Those of you who couldn't raise your hand, he's speaking to you. Those of you who did raise your hand, he's still good for his word that he spoke to you. How do I hear a rhema word? Do what I just been preaching. Go before him. Thank him. Praise him. Spend time in his presence. I say it again. If you got 15 minutes to pray, praise him 13 minutes. Hallelujah. Then make your petitions known. And then wait upon the Lord. You may leave the building and be in your car, and the Holy Ghost will give you a rhema word. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? I was on the way to the baby dedication the other night. I said, Lord, you know, I got all this stuff printed, but he says, whew. He says, tell them if they'll point them towards me, I'll take them the rest of the way. That was the most anointed thing I said that night. I'd rather have one rhema word than all the... Is this helping anybody? I got 3 minutes and 57 seconds. Baby, I'm so sorry I made you play. I'm so sorry, sweetie. That's my daughter. Hallelujah. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. That's Jesus talking about what the Father gave him. It's in John chapter 16, verse 15. In John 13, 14, 15, 16, he's telling us what the Father has given him, and he's giving it to us. And how did he say he'll give? See, Jesus in heaven in the eternal past had everything that was God's. But he gave it up. And he came down. Why? Because he became a human so that he, now hear me, he could attain everything the Father promised him, not as God. He was completely God. Hear me. He was completely God, but he gave up those powers and that dominion, and he gave up that inheritance until he could get in a human body and gain it back just with the power and the faculties that you and I have as human beings. He got it, and if he got it as a human being, you can get it as a human being. And he said, everything my Father promised me, I have gotten, I've inherited it, and now through the Holy Spirit, he's going to declare it for you. I don't think you got it. He's put it up there, put it up there, put it up there. He said, all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he, the Holy Spirit, will take of mine and speak it to you. Say, the voice of God. I hear it. I know it. And his voice declares everything that God's promised me. If you can get him to declare it to your spirit, it's on its way. Do you hear that? Hallelujah. Because he said, I still have many things I want to say to you. But you have to be in a place to hear it. Well, I'm not super saint. I never asked you to be super saint. You know, the people who've received them, God, they're just regular Joes and Jills. Huh? Making mistakes. Hello? Well, if you don't believe me, how many of you ever received something from God? How many of you know you didn't deserve it always? In fact, you never deserved it. But you got it because of his love and his grace. Put Psalm 100 up there real quick. Psalm 100, please. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. Are you hearing me? His truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. You can't earn it. You don't have to deserve it. He said, these things are always true. God is always good. God's mercy endures forever. And it goes from generation to generation. Hallelujah. Oh, my, my. What are you laughing at? I was laughing at the way I look. I've gained 25 pounds, and it just makes me laugh. But you know what I found out? God loves me fat or thin. I said, the anointing can flow through me fat or thin. Pray for me I get thin so I can stay anointed longer. Ah! He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word. What's that word translated? Logos? Rhema. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds. And the word proceeds means keeps on proceeding out of the mouth of God. What was the setting? Jesus had been tempted for 40 days and 40 nights. And the devil says, here, why don't you, if you're really God and the Son of God, take these stones. You're hungry. And demand that they be made into bread. He says, I don't go by what you say. He says, man does not live by his hunger, by his drives, or by his needs. He lives, I'll eat when my Father says eat. And I'll live longer than you, better than you, more quality than you, and I'm not giving in to you. I'm going to eat from the fat of the lamb, but I'm not going to eat at your table. I'm going to eat at my Father's table. I'll live by his words. For God hath prepared a table before them in the midst of their enemies. I'm done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's one thing I want to say to you. How many of you made a few mistakes this week? How many of you made at least one? What are you going to do when you make mistakes and condemnation tries to come? Remember what I told you. The Holy Spirit, who represents the Father and the Son, He never corrects you by condemning you. He will never even warn you through fear. How many of you know that fear, God has no part of it? How many know that fear is a spirit that is not of God? God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Therefore, He will never even warn you. It took me 2 years of hell to figure that and believe it as a rhema word. And I made my family miserable. But they hung in there with me. And when they didn't, Jesus did. If everybody turns on you, that's an excellent opportunity for you to get desperate before Jesus. He will never correct you harshly. How many know that He can chastise? What is chastise? It means correct. I use this illustration. I would use Sissy, but she never did anything like this. So we'll go to Lucius here. Lucius? I don't know. It's better than, you know, Bubba. God will honor you. You can preach over your kids someday. Tell lies. He was about, what, eight? About 8 years old. And I was just out there working in the yard. Thank you, Jesus. Son's down the street. He told me he's going down the street with a little friend. I trust the little guy. That was my first mistake. Sometimes you can't trust your friend, your kid's friends. You can't trust your kid. That's like saying, here's a Maserati. 8-year-old, drive it. Get ready. He's going to crash. He actually got in a truck and took off at 8. Younger than that? He couldn't even reach the gas pedal. He just turned the truck on and it went on. Me and his grandpa, we said, never again. He came home, but he was escorted. Thank God somebody escorted him home, but it was a policeman. He was in a squad car. 8 years old. He'd been in another house. I think they said he was trying to start a fire. You threw water everywhere? I thought you started a fire. Wow. Anyway, I wasn't real happy. When he came home, he says, your boy was in an abandoned house and broke into it at 8 years old, breaking and entering. And so, here's what I did. I had a moment in my heart where I was really embarrassed. I was angry. Because I told him, you can't do that. You can't go where I tell you can't go. How many of you ever heard the Holy Spirit? You can't go where I tell you not to go. You know, He never speaks of Himself. He speaks from the Father and the Son. And yet here He comes in a squad car home. I looked at Him at that moment. And here's what I realized. You never needed me more now. You never needed me more than you need me right now. And I'm not going to condemn you, and I'm not going to beat you, although that did cross my mind. More than once. And He looked at me. He wasn't one bit concerned about that cop. He's concerned about Big Daddy. And He looked at me and I said, going in the house, son, we'll talk. I don't imagine that was His favorite thing to hear. But He didn't question me. He went in the house. He says, yes, sir. You went in the house. And we talked. And we talked. And we talked. What's my point? I didn't condemn him. I didn't make him afraid. I think he was afraid on his own. But he learned from me, my dad is my friend when I need him most. That's what the Holy Spirit and the Father want you to believe. When you need Him most, He won't condemn you. He won't beat you down. He will never make you afraid. He's going to love you. Oh, put put John 15 up there. I promise I'll hurry. Put John 15 up there, Ashley. One and two, and we'll read. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There it is. I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. So look at this. This blesses me. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. You know what? That can mean two things. And here's what it means in other translations. He doesn't take it away, like chop it off. He lifts it up. It's the vine dresser, and he's taking the shoot of the vine that is growing left and right, not growing up into the vine to bear fruit, and it will become a sucker. My grandpa Roland taught me that these are suckers. You know what that is? How many of you guys know what that is? You husbandmen. You know, it's when a sucker goes out, it's like I've got trees at home. They're fruit trees, and if they got a sucker growing out, it's not going to bear any fruit. I have to prune that sucker. And or here's what I'll do. I'll just take it and tie it, and it'll grow up. And if it's high enough, it'll become a branch, and it'll bear all kinds of fruit. If I just let it go anywhere it wants, it'll never grow fruit. Listen to me. Your Father isn't going to reject you. He's going to train you. He's not going to take you out. He's going to lift you up. You need to dwell on that. Say, he loves me. He's not in here to... You know, the only branch that will be taken away is the one that's not connected. Then it's just a dead stick. I don't have time to preach the whole chapter, but I really believe that you need to hear that, because say the voice of God. Jason was pruned that day, but he was done. I didn't whip him. I didn't condemn him. And I don't believe he ended up being afraid. But you know how I cleansed him and pruned him? With my words. Read the next verse. You are already clean. The word clean means pruned. You are already pruned because of the word. That word is rhema. Because of the word that I have spoken unto you. So wherever you are in your walk with Jesus today, if you're bearing no fruit, you're just a sucker. Or you're bearing fruit, but the Lord wants to give you more fruit. Because the Bible says in this chapter that everybody who bears fruit is going to get pruned. But you can be pruned not by chastisement. He'll cut on you if he has to. But you know what that means? You can be pruned by his words rather than by the knife. Because the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And it divides asunder your soul, what you want to do, from what God, the Spirit, wants you to do. Are you getting anything? And so I invite you this morning to be pruned and cleansed by his loving words. And you know what he's been doing? He's been calling you. Jimmy, Susan, Jose, Jerome, Catherine, come into my presence. Come talk to me. Spend time with me. I'm not mad at you. Just go in and we'll talk. Because I prepared a place before you, even in the midst of your enemies. And I've got goodness and mercy all around you. And we're going to walk with you all the days of your life. And you're going to dwell. You're going to abide. You're going to sit down in my house. Father, I praise you for your word this morning. I thank you. I ask, Lord, that it will make us hungry to hear the voice of God and to make us realize we hear the voice of God, because you're our shepherd and we know the voice of our shepherd, and we do not hear the voice of a stranger. Hallelujah. I bless you and I praise you. Let the people of God say amen. If you're here and you don't know Jesus, on the count of three, I want you to raise your hand, and I'm going to pray with you right where you sit. One, two, three. If you want to receive Jesus, let me see your hands. Let me see your hands. Anybody here? Okay, 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 okay. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Back here. Okay, okay. Anybody else? Okay. Hallelujah. Okay. A lot of people receiving Jesus today. Let's pray this prayer. Everybody who raised your hand, church, pray with me. Lord Jesus, you gave everything for me. I want to receive you. I want to latch on to you as Savior and Lord, forgiver, cleanser, purifier, protector, giver in my life. I exchange my evil for your goodness, my dirtiness for your purity. Now I stand in you. That's how my Father sees me. He sees me just like you. Thank you for your love. And so when I come to you now, I don't come to you as a sinner. I come to you as a son. I come to you as a daughter. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.